So happy to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here. One of the day brighteners for me, whenever I get the chance, is to talk with Stephanie Quett. Stephanie is the Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. For the 20 years before her appointment, she was the host of the Emmy-winning program Discover Wisconsin. She joins us by phone today from Fort Atkinson, and really glad to have her back to talk about what's going on here in the state, what she's up to, and certainly to answer your questions as we move along today. Are you planning on a trip somewhere in the state, or maybe you want to talk about some of your favorite destinations here in Wisconsin? Where would you take visitors from out of state to show them the wonders of our state? And which festivals or events do you make a point to go to every year, especially this time of year? And why? Those are things we can talk about with Stephanie, and certainly join us at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or go to my Facebook page. You can post a comment or a photo there at The Larry Mueller Show. Stephanie Quett, welcome back. Thank you for taking time to be with us today.
Larry, it is awesome to be with you again.
And now here you are in Fort Atkinson today.
I am. In fact, I was just at the Fireside Theater, and we were actually here presenting a grant. But what I love about the Fireside Theater is that 300,000 people from 15 states every year visit this theater. And, you know, they do these auditions in New York and Chicago, and, of course, a lot of Wisconsin actors audition and get a part. And so you see this great Broadway show for a reasonable price with a great meal. And, of course, the theater has these wonderful shops that sell over 50,000 items. And it's just a great experience. The Klopsik family that founded it, they've won so many national awards. They've won everything from a National Family Restaurant Award of the Year, which they flew out to New York to receive, to last year at our Governor's Conference on Tourism, they won the Legacy Award because it's been a few generations now, and they just continue to get bigger and better.
Yeah, it really is a lot of fun. My in-laws have had season tickets for many years, and we visited and seen shows there too, and it's really great. It's your mission really to market our state as the Midwest premier travel destination. What are the current campaigns and approaches that you're using?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And one of the things that is so important these days is to have a great brand. And we know Wisconsin has all the natural assets to be the best brand in the Midwest. But our challenge is that we've been overly branded. You know, in 15 years, we've had 5 slogans. Escape to Wisconsin, you're among friends, live like you mean it, life's so good, stay a little bit longer. So we've overbranded ourselves. So right now, we're taking a break from branding, and we're just focusing on quality marketing based on solid travel research. And we know that people travel for 3 main reasons. The third most popular is that they want to visit family and friends. Number 2 is rest and relaxation. And number 1 is people want to have fun. And I tell you what, if you can't have fun in this state, we need to slap you silly. there is just something wrong with you. Because our state, if you want, people will say, well, we don't have mountains. Really, check out the Okooch Mountains in the Driftless region of Wisconsin. Mm. It's gorgeous. You know, where the glaciers didn't touch it, and the hills and the valleys and the Mississippi River. We got the Mississippi River on our west side. On our north, we've got the greatest of the Great Lakes. And then on our east side, Lake Michigan. And in between, the world's longest chain of lakes and 15,000 lakes, rivers, and streams. I mean, we are so spoiled in this state. Just live in another state, and you come back to Wisconsin and say, I never knew what we had.
I agree with you. William and Frederick has a comment or question. Let's go to William. Hi, William. Thank you for, let's see if I can get him on here.
He's in Frederick, Wisconsin?
Yeah, he's in Frederick.
I actually have a T-shirt because Frederick is Polk County, right by the town of Luck. And I love the town of Luck because their slogan is, if you're not in luck, you're out of luck. It's the best. And my dad's name is Frederick, so I brought him a T-shirt back from Frederick, Wisconsin.
Well, now here we had a little technical glitch with our computer, but we'll get him back. We'll get him back. I promise that. What are some of the biggest challenges and opportunities for for the industry right now?
Well, you know, it really is. It's a very competitive industry, so that's one of the biggest challenges, is getting your message out over and over. Another challenge is time poverty. You know, we keep talking about the bad economy, but you know what? There are some vacations that are so affordable, whether it's in Wisconsin or like your prior guest, even world travel, you can find deals. But right now in the United States, we have a real time poverty issue. 5 years ago, we passed up Japan as the hardest working industrialized nation in the world at 50 hours a week. And that's 5 years ago. That's before the big recession, when employers could demand even more, and you know, now with the unemployment rate. And so people have a time poverty issue. So really what is challenging us is, how can we get people to feel? We know that it takes 3 days for people to truly feel like they've relaxed, but most people only have the time for a one-day or two-day getaway. So that's a challenge. How can we get them out, discovering a new place or, you know, an old place, having fun, and still feel like you are relaxing at the same time in 2 days?
Yeah.
So it's a big challenge.
Big challenge. Well, now I think we have William in Frederick. William, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Stephanie.
Always, hi, William.
Always one of my favorite shows when you guys talk about what to do in Wisconsin. So.
Hey, this is William Johnson.
Yes, it is.
Hi, William. Nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, good to hear you again. Yeah, we don't take a break up here. We've had cyclocross races, and the downhill snow areas have been making a little bit of snow. I mean, there's nothing great skiing yet, but we're getting ready for winter up here, and we've got a couple of vintage snowmobile shows coming up in December in the area, and all our trails are on the verge of, we've been working to get the ski trails open and snowmobile trails and all that sort of stuff, and we are ready to go.
Well, and I hear, because I'm headed to Webster and then Hayward and Bayfield in the next 24 hours, that you guys are supposed to get like half a foot of snow.
Well, I think we're going to be just a little bit west of that, but ironically, tomorrow night up in Hayward is one of the first meetings for the Berkey, and the staff gets together and talks about putting that event together, and so they'll probably have snow on the ground, which it makes everybody happy in Hayward.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of course, in Hayward, they ski on frost on the grass, I think, up there. But and, you know, just, you talk about the interesting things in the state
that's
of Wisconsin.
So true. Wait, William, that is so true.
And coming up in January down in Madison, they're hosting the first national cyclocross race, and it's going to be in 2012 and 2013. And that's going to be a new event for the area. Cyclocross has been huge in European countries for a number of years, but the national championship is going to be in Wisconsin this year. So,
I'll be
cool.
Darned.
How
that's
interesting.
Awesome. Well, and you guys also, don't you have the World Snowshoe Championship?
Actually, we haven't had that for a couple of years. You
is
know,
that
the,
right?
the people that put it on kind of ran out of people to volunteer, I think, is kind of how it went. But, you know, there's always a possibility of that coming back. And we've got a new ski and bike shop in St. Croix Falls, so there's a lot of interest in those sorts of things going on. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
I remember at that event, I believe that was in Luck.
It was correct. It was in Luck, Wisconsin.
Yeah, and it's the first time I ever saw somebody frostbit. It wasn't pretty.
No, William, thanks a lot for calling. Yeah, appreciate it very much. And let's go to Lee in Lake Geneva. Hi, Lee.
Hi. I'm a real locavore when it comes to recreation. I love exploring Wisconsin. And this weekend, if anyone's looking for a little weekend getaway, there's a triple header at the Monona Terrace in Madison.
Mm-hmm.
You can take in the farmer's market.
Okay.
And it's quite extensive, even in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
There's also What Do You Know, the homegrown
program,
and there's the Winter Art Festival that features the artwork of 140 Wisconsin artists.
Oh, great. Well, and I tell you, you know, you being in Lake Geneva, when I think of destinations to get away in the winter, Lake Geneva really comes first and foremost to mind. I mean, you have some world-class accommodations, fantastic restaurants. You know, I mean, you've got these charming bistros. You've got, I think, the state's best sushi restaurant. Of course, you have Geneva Lake itself, which is one of the cleanest lakes in the state of Wisconsin. It's spring-fed and revives itself. So you have the ice fishing, and people do the ice sailing, which I think those folks are insane. insane. And then you have a great winter festival with the World Ice Sculpting Championship and the hot air balloon rides and the helicopter rides, which are really neat to do in winter, because when you're flying overhead in winter in a hot air balloon, it looks very different than any other season. So I really think Lake Geneva does it right. And I just for the first time went to the Baker House, which is the old restaurant from the 1800s that used to be a fashionable sanitarium in the 1800s. And Russell Crowe was there about a month ago. He was filming in Chicago, and he and a couple of his buddies bicycled, not motorcycled, but bicycled 70, 80 miles to Lake Geneva. They went to the Baker House, where people are encouraged to wear, ladies wear the hats, and it's just really neat. They've got fondue, and you can sit outside across from the water, and they do a sunset toast. Anyway, he tweeted from the Baker House, and he said, "My first trip to Wisconsin, wow, I love it." So I really think Lake Geneva is a great place to go in the winter.
I'll give you a tip of a neat place to visit in Lake Geneva that a lot of people don't know about. It's a free visit to the local library, which is right there on the lake.
Yes.
The library was designed by the architect named Dresser, who was an apprentice of Frank Lloyd Wright.
Yes.
They now have a tulip window hung in the library from the Lake Geneva Hotel that was raised. Frank Lloyd Wright's hotel there right on the lake that was raised in the 70s, I think.
I think that library gets the award for best location in the state.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, really, they could make millions if they sold it and said, okay, we're going to put up a restaurant.
Oh, Lee, thank you so much. By the way, Stephanie, you mentioned the best sushi restaurant in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Do you know the name of that restaurant? Do you remember?
Yeah, it's called the Tempura House. Yeah, and I tell you, when you make statements like that, they're pretty bold. There are so many good sushi restaurants, but what I like is this place is right off the main street, just a block or two. So you're in the heart of everything, but you go over a block or two, and it's quiet, and it's in an old, beautiful home with hardwood floors, and I like the outfits that they serve you in, because they're these shirts that have, like, every piece of sushi that exists all over their shirt, and it's just so unexpected there. You know, there's great restaurants in Madison and Milwaukee, but you kind of expect it. And so they fly it in fresh, it's locally owned, and it's just a great place.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I tell you what, we have lots more to talk about. Our guest today is Stephanie Klett, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. We're talking with her about places to go and things to do right here in good old Wisconsin, and she'll be with us up until 12:30 today here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Wisconsin has something for every kind of traveler, even in the late fall and winter, and no one knows more about what to see and do in our great state than Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett. Larry Mueller here, happy to have you along on the Ideas Network. The tourism industry has been part of our economy and culture for almost as long as Wisconsin has been settled, and Stephanie Klett has a long history of promoting Wisconsin as a destination, and she's going to share some of her favorite spots with us as well as fun upcoming events. What's your favorite destination? Is there a holiday event you really love? Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. You can leave a comment, question, or photo at the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page and click like on the page to get regular updates on upcoming show topics. So hope you will do that as well. And we will be back with Stephanie Klett right after this look at the news. Stay with us. We're taking a look at things to do right here in Wisconsin. Larry Mueller here, my guest, Stephanie Klett, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. And I'm hoping you'll join in with questions or comments, or maybe you've got a favorite place you want to promote. Maybe have some questions about where to go and what to do. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or go to my Facebook page and you can post a comment there at the Larry Mueller Show. And Stephanie, we've got a caller, Jeannie from Salem, who has a question or comment. So let's go there. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi. I'd like to invite your guest and your listeners as well to come and hear Elaine Pace. Elaine is the president of Santa Fe's Medical Institute in Baja, Mexico, and she's coming to La Crosse And Friday, December 2nd, her program will be 1:30 to 3 at Viterbo's Nursing School in the Collins Auditorium. And she's going to be talking about Son of Eve and medical tourism. And the reason we're bringing her to Wisconsin is we think we have a lot of people up here who might want to replicate what they do down there. They're the first medical institute certified as a functional medicine facility.
Oh,
so I hope y'all can join us.
Yeah, thank you for calling. Stephanie, comment?
Well, I was going to say, Jeannie, first of all, from Salem and La Crosse, that area, you talk about a great area for visitors. And, of course, so close to La Crosse is Trempealeau. And I was just there 2 weeks ago to visit a winery that's opening up in just a week or so called El Morro. And it is gorgeous. They're the first winery in the state that actually has a portable facility that can bottle wine. It's really interesting. But it's really going to, I think, transform tourism in that area. But they have a diner, a Mississippi-style dinner that actually does a carp omelet.
A carp omelet.
It's called Mrs. Sippy's Diner, and they do a carp omelet, and they do a blackened catfish omelet. And I, of course, Trempealeau also has they're famous for the walnut burgers and the walnut balls. And so you're at the historic Trempealeau Hotel, and it overlooks the Mississippi River, and the trains are going by, and they have this, you know, these vegetarian walnut balls. It is such an insane area. But she touched on something with medical tourism that I'm just hearing a little bit about for the first time. And some of it's very interesting. It's Americans going to other countries for medical reasons, and while they're there, obviously, they take in the sights and sounds. So I'd be very interested in that talk.
Thank you very much for calling. Don and Eagle will turn to you next. Hi, Don.
Yeah, good morning. I also enjoyed the TV show. But my question was, we're going to Potosi, mainly to the brewery, but I wondered if she had any other area things that we should check out. We're trekking from Eagle to Potosi, probably taking Highway 18 or 11 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's so much great stuff you could see. But first of all, I commend you on going to the Potosi Brewery. If you haven't been there, you will love it. And go hungry, because the restaurant they have there has an award-winning chef. And it's more casual food, but it's got a flair to it. And then, of course, they've got the National Brewery and Museum there. So literally, give yourself a few hours to really enjoy that. Now, Potosi is also known for its catfish and for its long main street. So you are going to find right across the street from the brewery is a neat place that sells different works of art. That area, a lot of folks, and it's the only time I tell them they're allowed to go in Illinois, Galena isn't too far away.
I didn't know you allowed that.
You know, because they're good partners and Illinois folks vacation so much here, I allow it. Plus, 80% of their town is on the National Register of Historic Places. So only this once, and only because you're going to Potosi Brewery first. But, you know, not too far away, too, is you're going to find Platteville. And I know it sounds silly, but it's one of my favorite things to do. Climb the world's largest letter M. You know, Platteville is famous for it because it's home to the state's first mining college, and thus the M. It's 241 feet high and 214 feet wide, and it's the birthplace of Mickey Mouse, unofficially, according to Walt Disney, who did a big competition. But you go to the top of that M, and you can see into Wisconsin, Illinois, and Iowa, and it's just gorgeous. And if you're hitting the breweries, there's also a lot of wineries in that area. BK Winery is a new winery in Platteville, Gotham Vineyards. So in that area, really, you're going to find great artisan cheese. And we actually have a cheese in the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board, a cheese map, and it shows the cheese, the cheese factories, the breweries, and the wineries. And I tell you, where you're going in Potosi, it's just loaded with them.
Oh, and there's some pretty good beer in Potosi.
There is.
I can attest to that. I'm positive of that.
Yeah, and plus Potosi, the brewery, has that really neat thing. So when you're in the restaurant, as you're walking in the restaurant, they have this glass floor, just a little section, so you can see the beer being bottled underneath you and kind of kept in the caverns. It's really cool.
There you go, Don. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. We had a Facebook comment from Catherine that kind of relates to that area. She says, come to the Driftless area. Enjoy all the wonderful sights and activities of southwest Wisconsin. And then she says, make your experience even better by staying at the Green River Guest House located right in downtown Worley on the Big Green River.
Oh, nice. Nice. I think she should offer us a special deal.
There you go.
You know, that really is a very special area of the state. And what I like about it, too, is, you know, the Department of Tourism, we have a Travel Green program. And, again, it doesn't matter what governor that you're under, what political party you are, people who love Wisconsin love to take care of the state. And the Driftless area is really, really a leader in organic farms and sustainable travel practices. And they are inspired by their natural beauty. And it's just a really unique and very affordable place to vacation. And I think it's one of the areas that doesn't always get the promotion it deserves. You know, the Great River Road is awesome, one of my absolute favorites. But just going county to county in the Driftless area is one of the best things to do.
You got an email from Carla who says Hudson, Wisconsin will start celebrating Christmas on November 18, 19, and 20 with the Christmas home tour. So they have five private homes, and the Octagon House are decorated for Christmas. There are girlfriend hotel deals available since this event happens on deer hunting opening weekend. So tickets are available at a few local businesses at the Hudson Chamber of Commerce. And let's see, the annual, and then she mentions February 3rd to the 5th is the 23rd annual Hudson Hot Air Affair.
In fact, I bet that's Carla from the chamber. And sorry to interrupt you, Larry, but
no.
I get so excited because I drive everywhere for this job, but there was two times I got to fly, and one was with the governor, and we flew into Hudson. And so as we're flying in, you know, he's telling me all these businesses. So I told him, I said, well, you know, it's also famous for the Hudson Hot Air Affair, and that is the largest winter balloon festival in the Midwest, and it is gorgeous. And he just said to me, Stephanie, no politician wants to hear an event called the Hot Air Affair. So I told Carla that I want to go up in a balloon with their senator is Sheila Harsdorf. So she and I are going up in that balloon, and it, you know, even if it's freezing out with the, you know, the fire on the balloon, it's just beautiful, and it's so quiet when you're floating in the air. I mean, you could hear a pin drop. It's an experience like no other I've ever had. But the Hudson Hot Air Affair is just a fantastic event, and when winter gets so gray, their balloons are just so colorful in the sky. It's awesome.
Awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, the Hudson Area Chamber of Commerce has, of course, a whole lot more information. I think just go to their website and you can find out more there. We've got Eve in Oconomowoc with a question or comment. Hi, sure. Eve.
Hi. I just wanted to talk about the Holiday Folk Fair. I think it's coming up the following week. And it's just really, I just think, one of best kept secrets kind of a thing. It's reasonable. There's ethnic dancing and ethnic food and ethnic gifts from all over. And I really think it's something that maybe the listeners and guests should really look into.
Oh, that's great. And I tell you, Oconomowoc, which I always say Oconomowoc, is just such a beautiful area. But events like this are going around, are going on all around the state that are so wonderful. So I'd like to give the listeners just a source for a free guide, if I can do a shameless plug.
Sure.
But if you know, there's so many events going on in November and December and January, February that are great. So at the Department of Tourism, we have, it's called the Fall Winter Events Guide, and we'll send it to you free. Or if you don't want to use paper, you can download it as well. But you just go to travelwisconsin.com, and I like it because when I do travel, I like having a guide in my hand. And so you name the event, whether you're interested in trains, you know, because coming up for November and December, there's so many wonderful events where you can take a train ride through the snow and Santa's on board. They do a special, the National Railroad Museum in Green Bay does a neat thing where you can take a train ride with Santa Claus, and they do white glove service at some of these trains in Spooner and East Troy. So they're all listed in this events guide. So from the Blair Cheese Festival to, you know, a winter cruise night, it will all be listed.
Hmm.
All right. I will keep that in mind. Thank you.
Yep, you bet.
Thanks a lot for calling. And Beth in Minocqua, it is your turn. Hi, Beth.
Hi. Hi, Larry. Hi, Secretary Klett. It's nice to talk to you both. And that guide is just fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
I look at it all the time. Up in Minocqua, we're really excited about a new event. It's a new ski marathon called the Wolf Track Rendezvous, and it's going to be on Saturday, February the 4th, up at Minocqua Winter Park. And it's actually a Berkey qualifying ski race, so it really is for the serious cross-country skiers. But if the serious folks want to come and bring their family, then that evening downtown on Lake Minocqua, we have a loop around the lake event, which is a candlelight. Either you can cross-country ski or you can hike or you can snowshoe it. And it's just, last year it was just beautiful. This year it'll be not the second year that we have it. And all of that is up in Minocqua on February the 4th.
Well, I tell you, your Minocqua Winter Park is singularly one of the best destinations to go to enjoy winter.
Oh, thank you. It is nice.
It's fantastic. And you also do a thing, now it's winter goes into spring, Only Fools Run at Midnight.
Oh, yes, we're gearing that up for that. That will be a midnight race around the streets and trails of Minocqua. We had about 1,000 people participate last year. This year it'll be on April the 14th, yeah.
And people are just dressed crazy. They're dressed
crazy.
Like fools.
It's crazy, Secretary, but it's crazy.
Yeah. I actually got to film that. I didn't run it, but I ran after them to film a little bit. But, I mean, I'm like, these people are nuts. It's midnight. And, you know, I'm sorry, at midnight, I am fast asleep. And they are pumped up and wired, and they're running in the dark at midnight, dressed in crazy costumes. And I tell you, Minocqua, between that and Beef-a-Rama, where you do, you know, the rump roast and roll them down the street.
Great fun. It's always fun. Always something fun to do up here. Quirky and fun.
Yeah.
And great restaurants, and just, you know, you've got the chain of lakes, and it's just a beautiful destination.
Thanks, Beth.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Judith in Burlington, it is your turn. Hi, Judith.
Hi. Oh, what great show. It's always fun as a Wisconsin citizen to learn about all these great things that are going on. But I did call to let you know about our Mystery Objects event here in Burlington that the Logic Puzzle Museum holds annually, and it's just running through Tuesday, so time is running out, and we have 150 different hands-on mystery objects that people can pick up and handle and try to figure out what they are. And
oh,
some things we don't even know what they are. we have clues by some things, but the clues are usually pretty diabolical. But there's something like from high in the sky to pick up and handle and try to figure out what it is. There's a part of an airplane that people wouldn't know unless they had that clue. Things from kitchens and antiques and parts, pieces, tools, things from farms.
Well, that sounds like fun.
And modern things, too. So it's for everybody. Yes, it is a great family learning activity.
Oh, that's awesome. And I tell you, your Museum of Logic and Puzzles, and you got the Yo-Yo World Championships and the Liars Club, and, of course, one of my favorites, Fred's, for some of the best hamburgers in the state.
Right. You look out his front door, and you can see our front door.
It's true. It's true. And so Burlington is another one of those special places that once you find it, you'll be hooked, and you'll go back over and over again.
Oh, how nice that you say that. Well, come to the Puzzle Museum's annual event. This Mystery Objects is very mysterious, of course.
Ah, thank you, Judith.
I love it.
Appreciate it. And John in Ashland County, on to you. Hi, John.
Good morning.
Morning.
Say, I'd like to say hi to Stephanie. We had her at our place here. We're Hybrid Hills Disc Golf Complex. We're the largest golf complex in the world.
Oh, John, it's nice to talk to you.
Stephanie helped us out so much with the Department of Tourism here when we first got going with our disc golf project here, and we held the world's championship up here. And she interviewed me for a Discover Wisconsin program, and obviously, she's gone on to other things, and I just like to thank her for the help she's done for us. And I promised her that when we were expanding our operations, I would let her know. And I just wanted to let her know that Hybrid Hills Sports Complex is now going to become the sustainable green sports complex of Wisconsin.
Wow.
We're entertaining sports such as mountain biking, mountain boarding, the disc golf, ultimate frisbee. We're going to be doing turf running. We're going to be a complex that has one major event each month during the year, and we just think it's going to make Wisconsin a very unique place to visit up in northern Wisconsin through all the events we're going to be doing here this year.
That is very cool.
You know, sustainability always talks about the environment, but very seldom does it talk about living a life of sustainability where you watch what you eat and adventure sports you participate in, or what you do for activities. And there's life beyond school, and we've recognized that up here in Hybrid Schulzer with the disc golf, where when Stephanie first discovered us here through Discover Wisconsin, we weren't given a cold chance to do anything up here because of our distance and our remote location. This last year, in a six-month period of time, we had over 8,000 people come and play disc golf for an average of 2.5 days. And I can tell you honestly, we had less than 5 people that were dissatisfied with what Northern Wisconsin and disc golf has to offer. So we're expanding our operation in a big way here for green, sustainable sports. And we hope that people will look at the green sports as a health care issue, where they look in the mirror and they say, geez, if I care and Highbridge cares, you know, our health issues will go behind us or be behind us if we just get out and be more active. And, you know, up in northern Wisconsin, there is more than just hunting up here, you know.
And Highbridge Hills is awesome. One of those places that just floored me, I was there to film the World Disc Golf Championship. You know, and a lot of folks probably don't know where Highbridge Hills is. So, John, you can best geographically describe it.
Well, if you look up in the history book, we're right in the center of Ashland County. We have more disc golf baskets than we have people in Highbridge. And that's in a half-mile square area. But, you know, Highbridge used to be the county seat before Ashland wrestled it away from us. But
I'll be darned.
But now Highbridge is the mecca for disc golf, and the people have named it. We haven't named it that. The people that come up here have named it. And it's just phenomenal what people can do when you can get out in nature and try a different sport that's different than baseball, basketball, football, or hockey.
Well, that's for sure.
Yeah, John. Well, John, thank you for calling in. And I tell you, for those listening, if you have any interest in outdoor sports and mountain biking or hiking or disc golf, Highbridge Hills Sports Complex, although it's got a new name, is just one of those places you're going to go to and say, wow. And you talk about value for the money. I don't know how you do it, but I'm glad that you do.
Thank you, John, for calling. Appreciate it very much. Danielle in Madison up next. Hi, Danielle.
Thanks for the show. You guys are making me a little excited about the upcoming winter.
Oh, good, good.
So I just wanted to share an event that's going on in Madison, Wisconsin this upcoming Friday. It's called World Hoop Day, and it is a synchronized event to celebrate hula hooping. And so we're going to be making hoops to donate to kids. There'll be a performance showcase and then a live DJ. So fun for the whole family. All ages and all experience levels are welcome.
All right, hang on, Danielle, because, and this is no joke, and I've never publicly said this, for 7 years through junior high and high school, I was second place in the Wisconsin State Hula Hoop Championships.
Oh,
I was beaten every year by this girl from Milwaukee named Kathy. I was second place, but I can actually hula hoop on my toe.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, we love it. If you could come out or anyone else who's interested, it's going to be a real fun time.
That's awesome. I love it.
Where is, Danielle, where is it taking place?
It's going to be taking place at the Maple Bluff Gym, which is kind of right off the east side of Madison. And if anyone wants more information, you can go to madisonhoopdance.com, and we've got a link to all the information on there.
Oh, that sounds like, so now what's the date again?
It's this Friday, so it's celebrated on 11-11-11. Our events will be starting at 6:30 p.m.
That is awesome. I love it.
Thanks, Danielle. So you were second place all those years.
Yes, this wonderful gal named Kathy, she could do like 8 hula hoops. I could only do 5. And so I was filming in Mauston last year at a pumpkin festival event in the fall, and they had a hula hoop contest. So my crew didn't know. So, you know, all these people are doing a hula hoop or two, and I lay down and put it on my foot, and I did it on my toe, and the crowd went nuts.
Oh, my goodness. That's great. Well, Lisa in Green Bay has another event for us here. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to also say thank you for having a show such as this. I personally grew up in the South and came to Wisconsin, and that was about, well, we'll just say over a decade ago, and I still haven't gotten used to winter. So having the types of events to go and know about are real lifesavers when it comes to winter. And I just wanted to share, in case you guys aren't familiar, there is an event called Pumpkin Fest that goes on in Michicot each October.
Yes.
And one of my friends introduced me to it a couple years back, and kind of like you said, it was one of those events that once I got introduced to it in Michicot, I've been hooked ever since. I keep going back every year. It's a really sweet, quaint, hometown grassroots type of event where you can bring everybody and anybody, and the high school hosts pumpkin pancake breakfast in the morning, and then throughout the day they have activities going on Main Street, and it's just a really great way to get down, out of the big town and spend a day relaxing. So I wanted to share that and say thanks again for the show.
Well, I'm glad you did share that. It's a wonderful event. I was there last year for the first time, but I want to tell you too, because you're more winter adverse coming up to us from the South. So I want to tell you, just if you want to learn about winter and enjoying it, go to Wausau. I think Wausau and Central Wisconsin have some of the neatest winter events. If you're not a downhill skier, it's okay, because they have a place called Sylvan Hill, and you can snow tube. And when I was snow tubing, one of the people next to me was 83 years old.
Ah.
You know, another person was, 3 years old on mom's lap. It's a ball. And, of course, they have Granite Peak Ski Area, which is the largest in the Midwest, with 74 runs and the longest vertical in the entire Midwest. They also have 12 ice skating rinks, indoor and outdoor. And so 9 Mile Recreational Trail also is one of the few places in the state you can cross-country ski at night. And so I think sometimes, you get used to, like, oh, I don't like winter. Well, you know what? When was the last time you actually dressed right, and wore the proper clothes, and then, and then enjoyed winter?
You know what? We're out of time. But I tell you what, talking about enjoying winter, I always enjoy talking with you, Stephanie. Thank you so much. And I hope you'll come back and be with us again.
I'd love to.
All right. Stephanie Klett, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. She'll be back. Thank you for listening. Stay with us.